This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. How are you doing?
Hey, Johnny, I'm good.
Excellent. Well, today it's been a day of PMI news. Fill us in.
Yeah, PMIs, we got some out of the US, we got some out of Europe, UK. It's interesting. It's painting an interesting story across the board here. If we start with perhaps the latest data that has the markets moving at the time of recording this, the US PMI numbers did come in soft, specifically for services. Flash services PMI came in at 49.7. That's compared to the forecast at 53. And the tricky part here is that that was a very sharp decline. In fact, much steeper decline than anybody really was forecasting, obviously, with the big miss. And the markets are reacting to that. PMI numbers coming in so soft has some very interesting stuff happening in the currency market. And of course, in the yields market, we have the 10-year yield down 1.15%, current 10-year government bond yields at 4.457. So under that 4.5 mark, yields kind of continuing to fall in the United States. But it doesn't stop there, because we do also, of course, have other countries that reported their PMI numbers out of the UK. We did get retail sales as well. We'll come to that in just a moment. But if we take a look at Europe, there was some slowness overall there. Same thing with the UK. The UK specifically had very low manufacturing PMI numbers. And so we have this interesting dynamic where on a day like today, you might think if you had only looked at the US PMI numbers, you might say, oh, the dollar might be lower today. But in fact, we actually see the dollar holding up pretty well. It's because it's all relative, right? So the Eurozone and the UK, a little bit of contraction there, perhaps even outpacing the contraction in the United States. So it's a race to rate cuts, I suppose, or another way of saying that is who can hold off rate cuts the longest. But it does seem like the ECB is still set to continue to cut rates. And perhaps markets are still thinking that the ECB, the Bank of England, they're going to need to cut rates at a faster pace than the US. We are seeing the US data also materially coming in lower than forecast. We've seen a repetitive theme here recently of US data coming in soft, which is why you do see things like bonds on the rise here today with bond yields dropping. But what can be confusing is the dollar's up on a day like today. Again, it is all relative to our peers. And the US, again, seems still resilient amongst its peers, despite also showing some weakness. It can be a bit confusing. This is why, you know, understanding the macro does take time to really understand and learn. We also do see stocks lower, the S&P 500 off about 0.6% here today from those all-time highs that we tapped into just 3 days ago. And we've also got the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones down the biggest, down about 0.9%. Specifically, United Healthcare dragging that name down or dropping that index down here. United Health Group down 8.6% at the time of recording this. So very interesting stuff. We do also see that selling pressure coming in the DAX as well, which has been a really hot story here recently. With the bounce back in the euro and the strength in the DAX, there's been an interesting story here. A lot of movement outside of US stocks and into other places. One of the themes here that's been going on recently is with the kind of proposed possibility of a peace happening between Russia and Ukraine, sort of brokered by the United States. If that occurs, the DAX has potential to benefit from that, right? War is, of course, a risk. And so that being lifted could be an interesting thing to watch for European stocks. That being said, in other areas, we do have metals slightly off of their highs here today as well. Perhaps with that dollar kind of actually strengthening on a relative basis, we do see gold and silver slightly higher today. In the currency world, one thing that sticks out here recently is yen strength. This is a persistent theme here recently. We've got pound yen, euro yen, CAD yen, Aussie yen, Swiss yen, Kiwi yen, all of them lower here today, with yen strength really shining through. This is a fascinating story, Johnny, because we have all of these central banks now seemingly rushing to cut rates, especially with PMIs today really showing some materially weaker outlook for the economies of the Western nations. As a conglomerate or as a whole, it seems like there's some weakness in the West. And some pretty optimistic stuff coming out for the Bank of Japan. They saw higher inflation. Their jobs numbers are still, of course, consistently strong over many years, but recently strong as well. PMI is decently holding up. So very interesting divergence in the currency market that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Meanwhile, it's been quite a week for stocks in China, and they continue to rise.
Rising persistently and aggressively. That is for sure. Chinese equities are much, much higher here recently. There's an interesting shift. We discussed this a little bit earlier when I was mentioning the DAX, but Chinese securities are also seeing a recent boost. You could point to a number of reasons, but Chinese stocks are an incredibly interesting story right now. I would say we could start with maybe the most obvious thing, which is the recent change in tone from the Chinese government. This has actually been something we've talked about for a while on the podcast, because we keep seeing these kind of stuts and starts from the Chinese central bank of trying to stimulate the situation there. But specifically, President Xi met with many of the key CEOs in China recently, including Alibaba's Jack Ma, and basically had this kind of rally event where they seem to want to give more power back to businesses. The Chinese, of course, government had this streak starting in 2021 of being very kind of perceived by foreign investors as anti-capitalism, anti-businesses. And that really seems to have stunted growth, but also dissuaded foreign investment, which is, of course, a driver to companies. But we recently saw that bit of a pep rally there, and it seems like a tone shift is coming. So that seems to be a part of the reason why stocks for Chinese equity or Chinese equities in general have been rallying. There's also Alibaba, which has been kind of a depressed stock relative to its earnings for quite some time. Valuation on this company is still relatively low compared to many Western counterparts and tech stocks. But the recent tone shift plus rock star earnings for this company have it trading up massively. I mean, from this recent trough that we saw, I'm specifically quoting from 13th of January here of this year, till to date, the peak there is up 81% in just a few short weeks. So seeing some interesting turns here. We've got US equities struggling a little bit, and at the same time, Chinese equities, Brazilian equities, and European equities actually outperforming year to date. So we'll see if that theme persists.
Now, Nick, it goes without saying that it's been quite a few weeks geopolitically since Donald Trump once again became president. And on Sunday, something that might affect the situation, we're going to get German elections. So I would imagine that stock markets will have a close eye on that ahead of opening on Monday morning.
Yeah, it's no coincidence, Johnny. I mentioned the DAX because, of course, with an election, we know that can cause severe volatility one way or the other. And yes, we have German elections coming on Sunday. That will definitely be a key event for next week's trading in terms of European markets, specifically the DAX, the Euro, etc. And then outside of that, we have a couple key numbers coming out from places like Australia producing their CPI report. We have consumer confidence out of the United States. Those two events happening on Tuesday. Wednesday's a little bit quiet, but then on Thursday, you have preliminary GDP numbers coming out for the US and unemployment claims, which always can potentially be a market mover. And then finally, on Friday of next week, we have probably the biggest event of the week. It's the core PCE price index for the US. We also, of course, have CAD GDP on that day and preliminary CPI for Europe as well. And then finally, just to touch on the China to end it off next week, Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, you'll have manufacturing PMI numbers out of China.
Trader Nick in the USA, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a nice weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.